This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
This one is about Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was grilling a nominee to be the deputy director at the OMB last week. Now, it didn't get a lot of attention because obviously we were fixated on Comey and other things that were happening that were big last week. But this thing flying under the radar is getting some steam now because people are calling for his resignation over this. He was really pushing this nominee about his Christian faith. Here's a little bit of the interchange.
Are you suggesting that all of those people stand condemned? What about Jews? They stand condemned too?
Senator, I'm a Christian.
I understand you are a Christian, but this country is made up of people who are not just. I understand that Christianity is the majority religion, but there are other people who have different religions in this country and around the world.
But he wasn't asking him about how he would treat people. And this nominee, by the way, said, listen, my faith teaches me to treat everybody with great respect. I don't discriminate against other religions. But it seemed strange to me, Ed, that Senator Sanders kept pressing him on, do you really believe Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven? And I mean, really going after him on the tenets of his faith. It was odd.
Yeah, well, listen, the only acceptable bigotry in the country now is to be anti-Christian, to be against the Christians. And that's something that I live out here in Missouri in kind of the Bible Belt, and people really wear their religion on their sleeve. They care about their faith. They care about their church. They talk about how it informs who they are. And by the way, it's not a Christian country. We're a Judeo-Christian country. Bernie Sanders should know that. And the fact is that what's happening is the people are being targeted because they're Christian, because of the policy positions that guys like Sanders don't like. Pro-life, more conservative on some of the education issues and all. But I think this is helpful because every time Bernie Sanders is the front of the Democrat Party slides into irrelevance. And we can count on, I think, more thoughtful right. people coming forward.
I want to make sure we get Pablo in, but I want to read part of what we heard from Robert Jeffress, who is the pastor of First Baptist Church of Dallas. He's a Fox News contributor also. He says there are only two choices. Apologize to the country for this foolhardy attempt to introduce an unconstitutional litmus test that would exclude 41% of the country or resign. Pablo, your reaction.
Well, again, I know it's interesting because I agree with my fellow Missourian on everything he's saying here, but I think that we need to add a little bit of context about what Senator Sanders was addressing specifically. Now, Mr. Vaughn had written previously that Muslims, that people who believe in Islam, are not the children of God. Now, he had written it well early in his career. He might have changed his mind since, but Senator Sanders was asking for clarification of that. And I think that if Vaughn still believes that to be the case, then he has no place proceeding as President Trump's nominee.
All right, so religious tenets as a litmus test to government service. So we'll have to leave it there because we're out of time. Ed and Pablo, good to see you both.
Good
Thanks
to see you again.
Thank you.
You know, maybe this is one of the reasons why people should be very hesitant to talk about religion in the public square, because oftentimes, as they do, they expose how little they know. Jesus himself declared what it would be like to be a child of God. What is representative of being a child of God? Now, in the public square, they would take exception to that because they don't understand it. You know, they don't even know. I mean, they've heard some things that Jesus have said, and you know, they may use that from time to time as a convenient conversation piece. But they really don't know in their heart of hearts what being a child of God means and what it represents and what it should look like to be a child of God. But if you're going to have a conversation about religious and spiritual things with people who are not religious or spiritual, forget it. You're wasting your time. You know, as the Bible says, you're casting pearls before swine. For those of us who believe in the Word of God and believe that God really did say something, we hold to these tenets dearly. And it is tough sometimes to get in the conversation to know that we are to be that salt and light, and we're to be that contrast in a dark world that is needed, that needs our perspective. The conversation will continue. Thank you for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission. Okay, are you in? We have to be all in if we're going to get this country back on track. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Danielle DiMartino Booth is with us. Danielle's making some bold predictions based on meticulous research and her years of experience in central banking and on Wall Street. Note for sounding an early warning about the housing bubble in the 2000s. Danielle offers a unique perspective to us based on her expertise in the financial markets, the economy, and the intersection of central banking and politics. Danielle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, good to have you back. I got to tell you, I could do a whole hour, just you and I, just on the Fed, and we've got to make this happen at some point down the road here, because your insight into the Fed and your book Fed Up, which we had talked about when it was released, boy, I'll tell you, it still has reverberations. Many people, you know, talk to me to this day and say, when are you going to have her back? She needs to come back, because I was taking notes as fast as I could on your book Fed Up, an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America. So we have to be able to do this, and somehow we can get you on with your schedule. But I know today we want to talk about the projected rate hike that we're looking at come June and what that will mean for America.
Well, you know, it looks like we're going to have a Fed funds rate with a 1% in front of it for the first time in, gosh, a decade.
Wow.
It's going to be pretty incredible just to breathe the air tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But the real question, I think, that's going to be on so many people's minds, and they'll be looking for clues from Fed Chair Janet Yellen tomorrow when her press conference begins at 2:30 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be looking for clues as to what's next.
Yes.
At the Fed, given we're witnessing quite a bit in the way of cross currents in the current economic data flow.
Mm-hmm. So relevant to that, I mean, it was said early on, Danielle, that we were going to be looking at, you know, several rate hikes this year, three, maybe even four. Do you think that's still on track?
You know, I really cannot foresee them being able to pull the trigger again at the next opportunity, and bearing in mind that Fed officials do not put rate hikes through if there's not a press conference that follows.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the September and the December meeting are the next two, the final two for this year, where they could push through a new rate hike. I don't think we're there in September.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what the automobile sector is telling us, which is a very forward-looking set of economic data, I think autos are telling us what's to come, and it's not pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and behind all this, behind auto, I mean, of course, the Fed can't do a whole lot. I mean, they're encouraged by small business activity. That is clearly on the increase. Every banker I speak to say they're talking to more would-be entrepreneurs than they have in the last 10 years.
Look, I'm very good friends with Bill Dunkelberg. He is the head of the National Federation of Independent Business. They had another good report come out this morning. But what's interesting is if you dig into the details of the report, capital expenditure expectations really have yet to catch up with companies trying to increase their workforce, which is great, great news. We're seeing small businesses begin to dominate job creation. Mm-hmm. And that is absolutely what you want to see. But if the new administration does not begin to deliver on more of its policy promises, I should say, I think that we're going to have some disappointments going forward. I really do wish that there were fewer sideshows.
Yes.
And more main features going on in Congress right now.
Well, as one expert referred to it, she said that America is finding itself in sinkholes when it comes to politics. Our infrastructure has been, demonstrating more sinkholes. I spent a good part of my time in the East Coast in Florida, and we just had another car lost into a sinkhole yesterday. But, you know, it's almost like this is the same thing that's happening. Like you say, these distractions, these things that get away from business at hand, you know, for this political divide that we have right now, which is very costly. And I remind everybody that the politicians are still getting their monthly paychecks and all their benefits and health care. But meanwhile, Main Street is suffering and saying, look, I want a job. Let me get back to work. And you guys get back to work. And, you know, let's get this country, you know, moving again.
Oh, absolutely. Think of all of the skilled workers who were displaced by the decline in energy prices. I'm sorry, but they've got transferable skills that could be put to work tomorrow with infrastructure projects that we know are desperately needed all across the country.
Exactly.
I mean, this was the lowest hanging fruit. I mean, with all due deference to the campaign promises and health care reform and tax reform, which are very thorny issues, if you know on day one when you step into the White House that you've got bipartisan backing for infrastructure spending, well, that's your low-hanging fruit.
Exactly.
Go there first, create those jobs right out of the gate. This is activity that could already be in the rearview mirror.
Well, there's nothing like a job to solve a lot of problems here, right, Danielle?
Especially a good-paying job.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a dichotomy between the record number of college graduates we have, and yet the record number of jobs that are sitting out there that can't be filled because there's been this vacuum in vocational training in America, and that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Well, Danielle, going back to this announcement that will come tomorrow from the Fed, what does this mean for Main Street America?
Well, I think we're going to see continued weakening in the auto sector. It's going to make affordability a little harder in housing, and we've certainly seen affordability begin to decline. A lot of that has to do with private equity investors and the impact they've had on residential real estate. We are a country that is sensitive to interest rate increases, even as low as they've been. You know, the silver lining is I've begun to see that what you can make on your savings is not 0.0 something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a great relief for savers. But again, I really do wish the Fed had already gotten to where we need to be years ago when they were pushing forward more stimulus measures that really only benefited Wall Street and did nothing for your average working Joe, did nothing for Main Street.
Exactly. Yeah, well, why did they do that, Danielle? I mean, that's the big question.
Look, I think that there's a fairly recent release of a memoir on Alan Greenspan. It really is Alan Greenspan's personality that bled into Bernanke and Yellen. And I think that Fed officials have been afraid of the stock market for years. And they've made policy to make sure that the stock market doesn't fall. Well, again, that doesn't benefit all Americans.
Exactly. Well, and even today, with all the contention going on politically, we see the stock market still doing well. But you know, as you and I discussed before, we still have as much as $6 trillion in quantitative easing that we have to pay for yet, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, nothing's free. There is no free lunch.
Exactly.
It's not often I quote an economist, but I will quote Milton Friedman.
Okay, Danielle DiMartino Booth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Danielle.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walk. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
It's Bill Martinez. Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the record-breaking warm winter nationwide means that there will be more mosquitoes and bugs this summer. You've heard me complain about this because, you know, I'm a California boy, now living in Florida. And, of course, we get all kinds of mosquitoes. And my question is, you know, you wonder what their value, what their redeeming value of mosquitoes, especially no-see-ums. You know, there must be a purpose there for them besides tormenting me. Well, according, and we're going to talk a little bit because we got a bug expert here, and he's going to finally answer that frustrating question that I've been sharing with you for quite a while now. Well, according to the Weather Channel, from February 17th through the 24th, roughly 2,900 daily warm records were set across the U.S. In addition, over 250 record high temperatures for any February day were also set, according to the NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information. As insect populations are expected to be larger this season, and the warm weather is likely to also bring them out sooner, it's important that consumers take the necessary steps to prepare, okay, if you haven't already. And, of course, with us right now, as I mentioned, Dr. Tom Mascari is with us. He is a bug expert and entomologist with the SC Johnson Institute as well. Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I've been asking this question. Okay, I mean, before we get too far into this, I mean, you're the bug guy. You know this stuff. Give me the redeeming value of mosquitoes besides chewing me up.
Well, unfortunately, they do have a little bit of a redeeming value in nature, so they do play an ecological role, but it doesn't mean we have to accept them biting us. And that's something we always say at SC Johnson, is that the best thing you can do for your family this summer is to prevent the bite.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever you can do. I mean, I got different sprays. So I think they like Mexicans, really, just between you and me. I mean, they chew me up. And, you know, and even some of these other products that I'm told were supposed to work, I've had a hard time with it. So maybe you can give us some great hints as what we can, you know, as to what we can do to prepare so that somehow during these summer months, as they come out in big numbers or at least bigger numbers, that we can cohabitate.
Yeah, so that's really our mission here at the SC Johnson Institute of Insect Science for Family Health. So we study everything mosquito. So we have a team of scientists who study mosquito behaviors, their ecology, and most importantly, ways that we can keep them from attacking us. Mm-hmm. And I guess our new name really underscores our commitment to protecting families around the world against mosquitoes and the diseases that they can spread.
Exactly.
But I have three tips that I like to share with my friends and family just to get them protected against mosquitoes. And the first one is really just to look in your backyard. So mosquitoes breed in water, and some mosquitoes can even breed in as little water as a teaspoon or a bottle cap. So just look and see if you have like a bird bath or some buckets lying around or a kiddie pool that you haven't used in a while. Just dump the water out once or twice a week to make sure you're not contributing to the problem. The second tip is really to look at your clothing. So even though it's kind of hot outside, one way you can create a physical barrier between you and the mosquitoes is to wear a long-sleeve shirt and pants, and that'll keep them off you.
Yeah.
And there is some evidence that lighter color clothing can keep them off you a little bit better than wearing darker color clothing, so that's something you could consider doing too. But the third tip, and this is really the big one, is to use a mosquito repellent that has the active ingredients DEET or picaridin. Mm-hmm. And these are registered with the US EPA. And what that means is it's not just something to throw around lightly, really. It means that there is a lot of evidence showing that these things actually do protect people against mosquitoes. They've been tested very scientifically and rigorously, and there's a large body of evidence behind them.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, I mean, I've heard, you know, garlic can help. You know, I used to use vitamin B as well. They seem to, that's seem to repel them for a while, but that hasn't worked very well lately. I don't know if the mosquitoes I'm running into in Florida have become vitamin B and garlic resistant or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we like to say is that the first line of defense is to use the mosquito repellent with DEET or picaridin, because that's really what has the evidence behind it. Other things are not so much. I mean, we don't really know how well they might work.
Mm-hmm. Now, so the picaridin, for those people that feel like the DEET might be a little too harsh for them, right? Is that the alternative?
So there's DEET and picaridin. So, yeah, I mean, they're both highly effective.
Okay.
They will protect you against mosquitoes, and there is a large body of evidence behind each one of them.
Well, Tom, great tips here. I mean, just, you know, some natural common sense things, like you say, standing water. I didn't realize that even with, a bottle cap of water that they could breathe in. I mean, boy, they know how to utilize their resources, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. You got to be really vigilant.
Okay. And so, you know, the other thing, like, which I was interested to note as well, is dark clothing. Usually summertime, I don't wear a lot of dark clothing. So that's kind of easy. But even still, that's what keeps them away. And of course, it's tough when it's hot, you know, to wear long sleeve shirts and pants all the time. But, you know, these are the things that we have to do during the summer months in order to avoid, you know, getting chewed up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a battle.
Well, you know, and particularly about families traveling, you know, to warmer climates in the U.S. and other countries where mosquitoes are most prevalent. What's your advice for them?
So what I recommend to people who are traveling is, again, whenever you're going somewhere warm where there might be some rain, is just to look out for mosquitoes. And in certain countries, there are mosquito-transmitted diseases. So if you're concerned about the diseases that might be in the place where you're traveling to, you can look at the CDC website as a source of information. We also have a lot of information at our website, scjohnson.com/mosquitoes. That'll give you some tips on how to protect yourself. But really, the first line of defense is to use a mosquito repellent with DEET or Picaridin. And these things come in different forms. So you can use an aerosol, a pump spray, some wipes. I mean, we have a lot of different options. So just choose the one that works best for you.
Exactly. And I like what, I mean, SC Johnson, you guys have done a great job in terms of a comprehensive presentation on all this. I mean, offering educational resources, tips, and videos on how families can prevent mosquito bites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, we have a lot of educational resources online about mosquitoes, mosquito behaviors, and ways to protect yourself. A lot of good information there.
Well, we want summer to be fun, and let's minimize the mosquito biting if we can as much as possible. So we'll do some smart things, and we've got about a minute and a half here, Tom, so I thought this might be a good time. Let's review the hits again. Remind everybody of those three important tips that you just shared with us at the start.
So the three tips to protect yourself against mosquitoes is, first, to look in your yard and to remove any mosquito breeding sites. So remove every bit of standing water at least once or twice a week. The second one is to look at your clothing. So wear long sleeve shirt and pants, even though it might be a little hot. That's a good way to protect yourself against mosquitoes. And the last one is to use a mosquito repellent containing the active ingredients DEET or Picaridin that are registered with the U.S. EPA. And that means they have a large body of evidence behind them showing that they work.
Now, Tom, as far as preparation, is there anything preparatory that we should consider as we, you know, prepare for mosquito season?
I think it's really just about following those tips and being aware of when there might be mosquitoes around, because it's not just nighttime that mosquitoes are out. Especially in certain southern parts of the country, there's definitely mosquitoes that are out during the day that you need to be aware of. So just read up on the information and follow the tips to protect yourself.
And as you say, these mosquitoes, they're so good, they can detect even small areas of exposed skin. So we want to minimize that exposure and keep covered up as much as we can, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know in the summer I don't wear socks, so the mosquitoes used to always get my ankles. So now I just have to be extra careful, make sure I treat my ankles. Some people get bitten on the back of the elbows and things like that. So just make sure you're covering up all the spots that the mosquitoes might be able to bite.
Yeah, it's kind of a myth. Some people think mosquitoes aim for a particular target, but they're just, wherever they can find skin, they're going to go for it, right?
Exactly. They might prefer biting certain places, but they're not going to give up if they can't get there.
Exactly. And then again, as far as reapplying, you know, some people say, well, I already put my protectant on early in the morning. But, you know, if you get into water or you've got some excess sweating, it's not going to hurt you to reapply, right?
Exactly. So just make sure that you follow the label directions. But it is true. If you go swimming or if you're out sweating a lot, you might have to reapply the repellent afterwards. And if you're using sunscreen, just put the sunscreen on first and then put the repellent on afterwards.
Well, for nearly 60 years, scientists at SC Johnson Institute of Insect Science for Family Health have studied and advanced the sciences of insect biology, physiology, ecology, behavior, toxicology, infestation management, and insect-borne disease prevention. Is one of the world's largest private urban entomology center and houses about 20 species of insects. And Dr. Thomas Gary has been with us. He is the bug expert and entomologist from SC Johnson. Tom, great stuff. Thank you so much for your help here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoy your summer.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Like that. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Liz Crokin is with us right now, award-winning author, a seasoned journalist, and I say journalist with emphasis because they seem to be a dying breed. Not so much that they're dying as much as we get all these other people in the name of journalism claiming to be, and they're far from it. But, you know, we're honored to have Liz with us. She's an advocate for sex crime victims. She began her journey at the University of Iowa, where she received a bachelor's in journalism and political science, took advantage of living in the first in the nation caucus state to work on John Kasich and George W. Bush's presidential campaigns. Her experience landed her an internship working for Bill O'Reilly at Fox News and then to Washington, D.C., where she interned for the State Department's White House correspondent, which planted her in the White House every day because that's where you needed to be, huh, Liz?
Yeah, that I actually was in the White House before I even graduated from college.
Wow.
I've been working in politics my whole life.
Well, and a lot has changed, and you couldn't, I mean, it's hard to believe how contentious politics has become and where we are today, but we got to get through this, Liz, if we're going to get this country back on track, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's sad, you know, I got really involved in politics when I was about 21, so that was like 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went to University of Iowa, and it was a liberal university. But we weren't shutting down conservative speakers. You know, there wasn't any violence. I mean, today things have just gotten so out of control, so crazy. You know, I live in LA, and mm-hmm. people can't walk around and support our president without the risk or the fear of, you know, getting beat up.
And yeah, exactly.
It's a sad state of affairs, but, you know, that's just more proof that we need to, like, fight harder and stronger.
What is it about Donald Trump that he's been this catalyst? And, I mean, is it just a, you know, people have been pent up. We've had frustration building up over the years that somehow Donald Trump has, you know, pulled the plug and allowed the evacuation of all this bitterness and hatred to come out? Well, what is it?
Well, as being someone that works in the media, and I've worked the mind in the mainstream, the quote-unquote mainstream media, you know, since I got my first news job when I was, I believe, 17. Mm-hmm. And so being someone that works in the mainstream media, I know with firsthand experience that the mainstream media is corrupt and has mm-hmm. been corrupt for a very long time. And the mainstream media is basically an extension of the state. And they are propagandists. They don't report the news anymore. And actually, people that do attempt to report real news, like myself, get punished for it. Yeah. We get censored. We get fired. We get blowback. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I think what we have going on here is that people have been lied to for literally decades. And the lies have gotten bigger, and they've gotten worse. I mean, we look at CNN. They're a complete and total mess. I mean, mm-hmm. they don't even try to tell the truth at this point. I mean, the reports are so ridiculous. They're pushing propaganda. They're having, you know, they're staging fake protests. And, I mean, look at Kathy Griffin. She's on the CNN payroll, and we have her pretending to behead the president of the United States.
Yeah.
The media is so corrupt. And I think so many people have just been completely duped by the mainstream media and their lies. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are brainwashed. They don't know, you know, the media has painted President Trump to be such this horrible person, and they have promoted violence, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten really bad. I mean, under Obama, it got really bad with the race riots and, you know, all that stuff that went on over the past 8 years. And so I think that we've kind of reached a fever pitch, like a boiling point with the media. You know, there are a lot of people taking the bait, and they've fallen for the media's lies. But thankfully, there's a lot of people who haven't fallen for their lies and their BS, and that's why President Trump got elected. But
exactly.
You know, the media has just fueled this hate, and it's based off of complete and total lies. And I can tell you that I know this from firsthand experience because I've worked in the media for 2 decades,
right?
And they're not in the business of telling the truth anymore. That doesn't exist.
Well, and, you know, and the thing is, Liz, you know, they're in business to make money, and they're losing money because we've been saying for a long time, you know, newspapers, publications are in existence. You know, their primary goal is to document history. And they've mm-hmm. abandoned that. And as a result of abandoning that, they've become irrelevant. People are tuning out. Newspapers at one time, you know, living in Los Angeles, I grew up mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. I mean, the newspapers were thick every day. Now, I mean, they're paper thin except on Sunday. And if it wasn't for the advertisements, you know, they're still hanging in there, you know, hoping, okay, maybe we'll get, you know, we'll still be able to sell some products. So we'll get in front of some eyes here. But for the most part, you know, they have dying subscriptions, no longer have the impact. I mean, when I was growing up, the three primary networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, captured 85% of the viewing audience. Today, less than 50%.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I actually wrote a piece on this. The mainstream media has gotten completely partisan, and people know it, and that's why people are not watching the nightly news broadcast anymore. They're not reading newspapers anymore because they know that they're being lied to. So they're going to alternative places to get their news, and so the ratings are going down, the subscriptions are going down, and what a lot of these media outlets and corporations are in complete and total conflict because they literally are going to have to choose remaining profitable or pushing a political agenda. And unfortunately, a lot of these companies are so foolish that they're choosing to destroy our president. And
right.
push their political agenda.
At what expense?
Their,
yeah, exactly.
Their own better good.
Exactly.
That's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. I started my career, my first like real paying job was with the Chicago Tribune, reporting hard news. So that was my first real news job, and that was in like 2002 or 2003. And I worked there for 7 years. I've also worked in entertainment and for some of the tabloids, but I worked for Us Weekly as well for several years. And the policy, and that's more entertainment. That's just more of a, you know,
cultural
fluffy news, decompress for the day.
Right, exactly. You know, yeah.
Read about Kim Kardashian's latest, like, butt injections, okay? And their policy, though, when I started working for them years ago, this was under President George W. Bush, was not to be political. Like, that was their policy. And if they did run something about a president, it would just be cute pictures of the president at the Easter egg, you know, roll at the White House or whatnot. Well, I noticed that within the past year, about last summer, they started getting really political, and not just political, but very vitriol. Like, I noticed that they did a story last summer where they claimed that Laura Ingraham was doing a Nazi salute at the Republican National Convention last year. And I'm thinking, oh, this is a woman who is a Christian, and she's Nazi.
And I know Laura. I worked with Laura for many years, so that is so far-fetched.
It was disgusting. And I was like, wow, I can't believe Us Weekly has gotten so political and negative. And I even still have friends that work there. And I said, I would read all the comments. And I said, everybody is commenting that you guys are getting political. It's disgusting. People are going to stop reading Us Weekly. And I said, like, you're going to lose numbers. You're going to lose readers. Like, the company's going to die if you continue not only being so political, but just spreading, like, this hate towards, you know, these people, like this woman who's, you know, this charitable Christian single mother that adopts, you know, just disabled children. Like, this is insanity. And sure enough, they continued their propaganda and their hate. And what happened? They ended up having to sell the magazine, almost folded, and they ended up having to sell it. Their numbers dropped drastically. I tracked the numbers from the year prior, and they ended up selling the magazine. And it was self-suicide. And that's
exactly
what all of these media companies are doing right now. But
They're heading down the yellow brick road of irrelevancy, no doubt about it, Liz Crokin. And we've got more from Liz on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about her investigative reporting on Seth Rich. Many of you have asked about it. We have done some reporting on it, but Liz has some deeper details, and we'll get into that a little bit more. Also, some surprising things, speaking of Donald Trump, things that the media are not talking about, you know, the philanthropic and the very positive things that multi-billionaire with a heart has done on behalf of the people. More to come with Liz Crokin right after the break. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A recent study by the Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA, on the financial proficiency of teenagers ranked the United States 7th out of 15 countries with regards to financial literacy. The National Endowment for Financial Education, or NEFI, says there is a dual responsibility with parents and schools to educate teens on money matters. Ted Beck, President and CEO of NEFI, on how parents can help teens become money savvy.
The single biggest factor is parental involvement. And so starting at an early age, talk to your children about money, about how you run your budget, how you pay for things, how income works, so that they understand basically the dynamics of the household. And please make it a discussion, not a lecture. And one thing you can do is actually get your child to open a bank account or a credit union account.
For more information on how to help your teen manage their financial future, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, all the information is right there for your enjoyment and your information as well. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts at BMartinezLive. Liz Crokin continues with this award-winning author, seasoned journalist, advocate for sex crime victims. Liz, definitely interested in hearing your update on the Seth Rich murder. You talk about some stories that are greatly underreported. This is one humongous underreported story.
Yeah. The story is not only underreported, if anyone in the mainstream media dares to report it, they are censored or fired, or their job is completely on the line.
Wow.
So that's one of the reasons why it's underreported. Anyone that has been covering Seth Rich has lost their job, or they have faced threats of losing their job. Happened to myself. It happened. It came close to happening to Sean Hannity.
I was going
to
say Hannity was under attack. And he came out that I was watching that night when he was saying he was basically tabling his reporting on it, said that it was out of respect for the family. But you sensed that there was more to it, and then shortly afterwards, they went after his advertisers big time here. So, boy, there is. I mean, you talk about where's the beef? There's lots of beef here that we're just stepping over.
Yeah, it feels like we're living in Nazi Germany. I mean, It's just absolutely crazy. You know, there was a young DNC worker who was murdered, and journalists aren't allowed to cover it. I mean, the murder is unsolved. And it's just really crazy times we're living in. But that just goes to show you that this is a much bigger story than meets the eye. Seth Rich was murdered, and it was a hit. It was a very sloppy hit. And there are a lot of people trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
And
Well, that's the thing about a lie, Liz. When people lie, it just doesn't go away. You know, you're not comfortable with the news. I mean, starting out saying it was a theft gone wrong, and yet there's nothing missing. Investigators looking into it have been blocked time and again. Where even the upper echelons of law enforcement are saying, you know, there's nothing there, move on, you know, like as if there's some Jedi Knight trying to, you know, get people just to ignore the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible, like, the authorities that, you know, I've dealt with and the people, the DNC, I mean, it's just amazing. I find it incredible how stupid they think the American people are. I mean, they think that they can just lie through their teeth and, you know, intimidate and harass people out of reporting this, and that people are just going to accept their lies. And it's just, people are smarter than that.
Exactly.
But I started as a police reporter, and, you know, I started looking into this a few weeks ago, and I started doing just some basic reporting 101. Mm-hmm. And, you know, calling the last place, the last place where he was seen alive, which was a bar called Lou's in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. And, I just did some really basic reporting on this. And what I found out is that the D.C. police never investigated this murder. They never went to the bar where he was last seen before he was murdered and asked any questions of anyone. So they didn't talk to any of the bartenders that served him the night he died. They didn't talk to the bar manager. They didn't ask for any evidence. They didn't ask for the video surveillance.
I was going to say,
he was with that night. I mean, again, I was a police reporter. Yeah. This is very basic detective work. This is detective work 101. The first thing you do when someone is murdered is you go to the last place this person was seen, mm-hmm. and you ask questions. The cops 100% stood down on this. Why?
Yeah, I mean, that is the big question. Why? I mean, even Seth Rich's parents, you would seem, and his family have kind of backed off. It's like they're being, you know, compelled to be quiet. Is that your read on this as well?
Yes. The family wants answers. However, the DNC forced this wacky spokesperson on them that they did not want speaking for them. Mm-hmm. This Brad Bowman was forced on them, all right?
Yes.
And is speaking for them. And the family is scared, and they, I'm sure, have been intimidated. And, look, we're dealing with, when we're looking at Hillary Clinton and her people, I call them the Clinton Mafia, we are dealing with thugs.
Yeah.
Clintons have used thug mafia tactics for decades. You know, all going back to when Bill was attorney general in Arkansas. And these are the kinds of tactics that they use against people that they're trying to silence. And it can be very frightening. But let me tell you, I know for a fact that this family wants answers. And I also know that they didn't want the DNC speaking for them.
Exactly.
But they're scared. And, you know, so they accepted, you know, this spokesperson to speak for them, but he's not being honest, and he's not really expressing what the family feels. I mean, it's a mess, and it's very strange. Why is the DNC forcing the spokesperson on this family? Why isn't the DC investigating the murder of one of their own? Why isn't the DNC putting up any money for the reward fund to find Seth Rich's real killers? They're actually the only ones that haven't put up any money.
There's amazing.
Been a ton of people that have, and most of them are conservative. But the DNC hasn't done any of that. And not only that, the DNC, they have actively obstructed this investigation. Donna Brazile called the police working on this, and when she found out that there were some private investigators, you know, looking into Seth Rich's murder, mm-hmm. and she was asking them to have these people stand down. Why in the world would you want to stop the investigation of the murder of one of your colleagues?
Exactly. Somebody you've known and worked with. And now, what about the supposed leaks of information, documents that went to Julian Assange? Where are we at on that?
Well, there's a lot of evidence that he was the leaker. A lot of circumstantial evidence. And Julian Assange basically said that he was the leaker. The only reason why he said in a roundabout way, he did in an interview about a year ago, and they also offered some reward money to find his killer. But the reason why Julian Assange didn't come out and say Seth Rich is the leaker or was the leaker is because that goes against her WikiLeaks policy. And so he's kind of in a bad position because their policy is they don't reveal who their sources are. And if they did, then sources wouldn't come forward and continue to give them information. So he can't come out and just say it. But he basically, in a roundabout way, did say, you know, I'm very interested in the murder of this young worker and DNC worker, and I just want people to know what great risks our leakers, you know, are facing.
Yes, so, exactly. And here's $25,000 to find the murder, right?
But, you know, I believe that not only was he the leaker, but there were people helping him get this information out there. And, you know, from what I've investigated and from the people that I've talked to that were close to him, he was the leaker. And so that would give the DNC a really big reason to get rid of him. There's your motive.
Well, you know, as you say, you have the Clinton mafia, which is time and again, any shadow of the Clintons anywhere, you see this devastation of bodies behind them. So it's just another one of those incidences, right?
Let me tell you, I was working for The Observer. I freelanced for The Observer. And right before the election, I broke a huge story about how Hillary Clinton was involved in her campaign was involved in this huge fraud scheme where they were literally stealing money from their poorest donors by overcharging their credit cards, their bank cards. And they literally profited millions and they stole millions of dollars from their poorest donors. It was a huge, massive fraud scheme. And the story went viral, but of course, no one in the mainstream media picked it up. And I'd written a few stories on the Clintons before, and, you know, they've been critical, but this was the biggest bombshell story that I broke about Hillary Clinton. And let me tell you, 2 days after my story came out and went viral, my dog was poisoned.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, that wasn't a coincidence. That happens to people that expose the Clintons. They get their family messed with, they get their tires slashed, and they get their pets killed. Thankfully, I happened to be home when my dog went into anaphylactic shock.
Oh, my
gosh. Able to get into the animal hospital immediately.
Uh-huh.
He almost died. If I was home, forget it. If I wasn't with him, you know, when he went into anaphylactic shock, then he would have died.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But oh, my gosh.
These are the kinds of things that are normal. These are the things that are that happen to people that expose the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
This is par for the course. And the sad thing is that I expected this. I expected something like this to happen after my story went viral. This is how these people operate. They're horrible, horrible, evil people.
And it's hard to imagine that they continue to operate. They're so well entrenched. I mean, here it is. The stories abounded in Arkansas, now in D.C., and, of course, around the world with the Clinton Foundation and everything else that they get their hands on. It all is very, very suspect. But, you know, law enforcement wants to bury their head, but we'll see what happens with all these investigations that are happening on the D.C. Beltway. Do they have the nerve and courage to go after the Clintons once and for all? We'll have to wait and see how that plays out, right?
Yeah, you know what? Their power is completely fading, and we're going to start seeing some really big fireworks very soon.
Well, stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Liz Croken, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Liz.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.